It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mom and light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Now we are starting with Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, who's going to reunite with a director he's worked with before. The movie was Face Off, and the director was John Woo. It was a big action movie, lots of slow-mo at the time.
Yes.
But they're going to do an upcoming crime biopic called Gambino about the infamous New York crime kingpin, Carlo Gambino. So Cage is going to play a man, a butcher's son from Sicily, who rules New York's underworld with quiet authority as the head of the Gambino crime family. But when his death in 1976 sends shockwaves through the city, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Jimmy Breslin follows the trail he left behind to uncover the man beneath the legend, and through the voices of those who loved and feared him, he removes the sort of composure that masked his ruthlessness, revealing how this outsider rose to redefine power and the American dream. They've got the writer of Green Book involved, Nick Vallelonga, and George Gallo, who wrote Midnight Run as well. They are writing the script. No word yet when this will go into production, but it's certainly a movie that they've been shopping about lately, and it seems, yeah, now there's a director in John Woo attached.
Very good. What is the latest on the Jumanji franchise?
So Jumanji's been quite successful, right? We had it launched, this new sort of iteration of it, launched in 2017. Jumanji went Welcome to the Jungle. It had a sequel in 2019, Jumanji the Next Level, and now they're returning for what's going to be the final film in this series. And good news, really, because they've got the excellent cast back for it, because they all work really well in the film. Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart and Karen Gillan will all be reprising their roles in the movie. Several other returnees are now confirmed to be coming back as well, including Nick Jonas, Rhys Darby and Danny DeVito is also going to feature in the movie. So the shooting for this one began in Los Angeles this week. Director Jake Kadson is helming the film. The new installment does have a release date already. It's the 11th of December 2026.
Just into the Christmas market next year. Okay, we'll remember that one. Now, Tom Ford, fashion designer, of course, but also a filmmaker. And I really liked his first two films, A Single Man and Nocturnal Animals. Tell us what he's up to next, and you've some casting news.
Yeah, so he's going to do another feature, and it's called Cry to Heaven. And he's got the full cast list now revealed for it. It's an adaptation of a novel by Anne Rice. So it's an 18th century Italy set tale that's been adapted by him. He's going to direct, and he's also going to produce through his production company as well. But that cast, oh, it's a good cast. Nicholas Hoult, Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Kieran Hines, George McKay, Mark Strong, Colin Firth, Paul Bettany, Owen Cooper, Daryl McCormack, Thandie Newton and Hunter Schafer.
So we have two Irish in there, Kieran Hines and Daryl McCormack.
Two Irish in there. It's pretty good. And we're not done yet, because singer Adele is going to make her feature film debut in the movie as well. Now, the story for this one follows two unlikely collaborators. It's about a Venetian noble and a singer who are both trying to succeed in the world of opera. The really curious thing here is Ford has decided that he's going to self-finance the film. It's the one thing they say you should not do in Hollywood. You should be using other people's money is what they say you should be using.
He's not George Shillen though, is he?
No, you see, he sold his fashion label to Estee Lauder in 2023 for $2.8 billion.
Okay, so he's doing all right.
Yeah. So he's doing all right. So he will get to shoot this on his own terms, and then he'll probably take it out to market. So pre-production is currently underway in London and Rome, with filming to begin mid-January, set for a sort of autumn 2026.
I like the sound of it, and with that cast as well, I think he might be all right.
I think he'll be fine.
Okay, yes, look forward to
that. I think he'll be fine.
Now, you have a couple of other interesting projects to share with us today.
Yeah, well, the American film market is going on in the US, and a lot of projects have been shopped about. And two that sort of got my attention was one that is an adaptation of a short story by Stephen King. Now, curious thing, we've had three Stephen King adaptations this year. We had The Monkey, The Life of Chuck and The Long Walk. They were all on the cinema. So there's no shortage of interest in Stephen King projects. So one is called Mr. Yummy. It's a film adaptation of a short story by King. It's a haunting tale that that follows a man confronting mortality where death waits around every corner and regret becomes the ghost that never leaves. So that's one project. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, I think you'll be interested to hear about this one. It's a Gene Wilder biopic.
Oh, lovely.
So it's called Gene, which boasts a script by Jeremy Roth. The story deals with the remarkable life and the inner world of the beloved comedy actor. He has starred in films such as Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, and of course Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So the film traces the relationship that shaped his career and his lifelong search for happiness. Be interesting to see how both of those projects shape up, and keep an eye on them over the next couple of months.
All right, tell us about the SAG Awards.
So within Hollywood, I think everybody knows what SAG stands for. It's the Screen Actors Guild. SAG-AFTRA is the union that represents all the actors on screen, and the awards celebrates their performances, obviously, in film and television. So ahead of its 32nd edition on March 1st of next year, the SAG Awards will now be known as the Actor Awards.
Because, of course, you win an actor, don't you? That's the name.
Yeah, that's
of the
it. That's what the statue is called. I mean, the show has been running for 30 years, 32 years, really, is what, I mean, next year will be the 32nd edition. There's like 160,000 members in the union. So that's kind of who votes across, all the different categories that go. So I suppose with the statuette being called the actor and evolving the show's name here to it. And I think one of the bigger reasons involved here, I mean, it was for years the show was on sort of basic cable in the States. We used to pick it up here on RT2, I think the night after the awards. But in recent years, Netflix have bought the rights and they now screen it globally. And they will be doing so again in March. So I suppose calling it the Actor Awards is probably a little bit more in keeping with reaching a global audience.
Yes.
And that's probably the big reason behind it as well. So
that's
the SAG Awards.
The
yep.
Okay, the actors, as they'll now be called. What trailer have you picked out for us?
So Netflix has premiered the trailer for a family drama called Goodbye June, and it stars Oscar winners Kate Winslet and Helen Mirren.
If there are any heavens, my mother will, all by herself, have one.
It's a big family, June.
My gorgeous daughters.
So lovely they can all be here for you.
I'm here. I told you never wear yellow because it doesn't suit you, darling.
Now, why don't we have goose for Christmas?
I always like a cheap bird.
Dad, shut up.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. Mercury is in retrograde, though, you know that.
How do you think they're doing?
Hard to say.
I'm not sure about how the girls are doing, June.
I've drawn up a rota. I've made it so you and I don't overlap.
Maybe we should ask Mum what she wants.
Families are hard.
Just please.
That's why I make sure people get good goodbyes.
A clip there from Goodbye June. We heard Helen Mirren there, Garrett.
Yeah, and starring Kate Winslet, who also directs the film, by the way.
Mm.
And it's a screenplay written by her son, Joe Anders, also son of Sam Mendes. So, look, there's
a big cast,
it's quite the family affair. So the ensemble cast includes Toni Collette, Johnny Flynn, Andrea Riseborough, Timothy Spall and Stephen Merchant. This film takes place just before Christmas when an unexpected turn in their mother's health thrust four adult siblings and their father into chaos as they navigate messy family dynamics in the face of a potential loss. It's going to be in cinemas on limited cinemas on December 12th, and it's going to be streaming obviously on Netflix from December 24th. So do watch the trailer first.
Very good. So let's come to new releases, and an interesting one, this Nuremberg, where we see Russell Crowe back on the big screen.
Dr. Kelly, can you tell me what I'm doing here?
He couldn't say, I'm just a translator.
Translator for what?
Let's see.
You are standing inside a secret military prison. It currently houses what's left of the Nazi high command.
Sir, I'm a good psychiatrist, but this might be a little bit beyond my area of expertise.
I'm gonna put Hermann Göring on trial. He's the face of the Nazis now. As he falls, so do they all.
Evil tried to outwit me, but no man has ever beaten me.
Why not just shoot them?
I'm not gonna make them martyrs. There will be no statues of them.
Sein Stand für Deutschland!
happens in a courtroom.
The world needs to know what these men did
so that it can never happen again.
Yes, that is Nuremberg. I haven't seen it yet, Garrett. It looks really good and it's getting some fine reviews.
And good cast, as you said, Russell Crowe, Michael Shannon, Rami Malek starring in it. It's a World War II psychiatrist evaluates Nazi leaders before the Nuremberg trials, growing increasingly obsessed with understanding evil as he forms a disturbing bond with Hermann Göring. So that's Nuremberg. As I said, it looks like a good thriller where a lot is teased out. Back on the big screen is the next one in Now You See Me, and it's Now You See Me, Now You Don't. It's about the Four Horsemen who return along with their new generation of illusionists performing mind bending twists, turns and surprises and lots of magic. Good cast in this as well. People like these movies. They're just entertaining. Jesse Eisenberg, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco, Isla Fisher, Rosamund Pike and Morgan Freeman all starring in Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Big screen adventure as well in The Running Man. This is set in a near future society where it's a top rated show on television, a deadly competition where contestants known as the runners must survive 30 days while being hunted by professional assassins. You've got Glenn Powell starring in this, Josh Brolin also featuring in the cast of The Running Man. Park Avenue is about a person who's kind of paralysed by her life wrangling cattle in Alberta, Canada. Charlotte jumps into her Ford and she flees her over-controlling husband, lands back in her childhood Park Avenue apartment where she takes refuge with her mother, Kit, and rediscovering the boy she loved, now her grown doorman, Anders, and the life she left at 18. The mother and daughter explore shared histories, unshared truths, and find a way to face both love and loss. Chas Spencer, Fiona Shaw starring in this one as well, and Catherine Waterston all starring in Park Avenue.
Anything with Fiona Shaw we'll go to, right?
Exactly, absolutely.
A couple more to mention.
Yeah, we have Alpha. This is about a troubled 13-year-old who lives with her single mom. Their world collapses the day she returns from school with a tattoo on her arm. We've also got Keeper. This is a romantic anniversary trip to a secluded cabin turned sinister when a dark presence reveals itself, forcing a couple to confront the property's haunting past. And finally, we have a documentary called Born That Way. This is set in Kilkenny, where Patrick Lydon's life is ebbing away throughout his final year. He reflects on an extraordinary life that took him from a budding career in rock journalism to the development in Ireland of a sort of radically inclusive Camp Hill movement, sharing life and community with people of diverse needs and abilities. It's directed by Eamon Little. That is called Born That Way.
And what about a TV movie for us?
Okay, so this is a movie about a middle-aged woman who's left out of work following the economic collapse of her entire hometown. She begins a life outside of conventional society, becoming a modern-day nomad and finding a community of like-minded people, adapting to a life on the road. A great performance, as always, by Frances McDormand in an Oscar-winning film. It won Best Picture, Best Director and Best Actress. It's Nomadland and it's on TG Cahir on Monday night, and you can watch it at 9:30.
Great stuff, Garrett. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.